In a gorgeous palace. I mean, but not palace, it's a refectory or something. I don't know what it is.
We were talking earlier about when you were growing up and everything. Used to on a man's suit, you know, would have three parts. What do you call those? The three parts of a man's suit?
Coat, pants, and vest.
Did you ever hear any of them? Maybe in your
waistcoat?
Yeah,
you. No, they didn't call them waistcoats if they matched the suit. I think that was one of those fancy jobs. It used to be then, in those days. But Papa always had a vest. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his getting anything with summer suits that didn't have a vest with them. He could have.
And those vests are back in style.
Yeah, you know, they've come back the last few years, yes. And they're calling them vests.
Sure.
Yeah.
And do you ever use different names for pants, other names for pants? You remember ever hearing calling anything besides pants?
Well, never before they were called pants, they were called pantaloons, but I never heard of pantaloons being worn by men in this country. And I never heard of trousers.
All mean about the same thing.
Same, trousers and pants.
And we say when men worked out in the field, what would they usually wear?
Overalls.
Bib overall?
Yeah, if they had bibs on. Mm-hmm. Overall and shirt.
And
that's something like, what are these jeans the kids wear? They were made out of material like that. Real heavy.
Say if you were to go outside then. Someone might come out with your coat and say, here I am. You know, we'll say you left your coat and somebody might come out and give it to you and he'd say, well, here I am.
Brought your coat to you?
And
if they'd forgotten it?
And
here's your coat, whatever it is.
Say you come in and you see a package laying there, you might say, somebody might tell you, well, the delivery boy from Jones's
delivered it.
And
my downstairs neighbor had a package left in her door on the outside. And it had perishable or fragile or something of the kind. Yeah, perishable.
Yeah.
And I went down there at noon and she never had taken it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know whether it was something to eat or what it was. Well, my granddaughter had ordered her a bulb, a lily bulb. She gave her one last year, and the thing bloomed, and perfectly beautiful. I forget what it is. And Nell and Eddie never had gone to the front door. USP, or is it USP? Well, they had left,
UPS,
see, UPS. They had evidently left it, it wasn't signed for. And I saw it when I went out, but I thought that she was out, and we'd pick it up when she came. Dad got it, so I picked it up and took it on in there. She says, oh, that's a flower. I said, that's what Anne Marie ordered for me. And they wrote her and told her, the granddaughter, and told her that they didn't have them right then. They didn't know exactly when they'd be getting them in. So Anne Marie had already sent, it was her birthday present. She was 90 years old, 18th of January. And the granddaughter had bought her this, because she knew she loved amaryllis. Perfectly beautiful. And she got the check. She said, the girl sent her a check. So they said they didn't know when they'd be able to send a book. So she says, now I've got two presents. Says, yes. The thing did come. But Anne Marie had sent her a check in the meantime.
Yes, ma'am. Say you try on a coat or something, you might say, this coat
doesn't fit.
Or say, it won't fit this year, but last year it.
It did fit.
And if your old suit wore out, you'd have to buy
new suit.
Mm-hmm.
A replacement. I don't know.
If you put a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them do what? It makes your pockets
bulge.
Mm-hmm. And used to, before things were, you know, were samplerized, you might say, well, this shirt isn't samplerized. I hope it won't
shrink.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say,